Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were taught that when a person leaves a church for a non-doctrinal issue, it's really an issue with his relationship with God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Had a man that got upset with me about a non-doctrinal issue, but he got upset with me, walked out of the church, had a few choice words to say to me. A few years later, I saw the same man, and he says, "Pastor, my life went down spiritually after I left your church, and I've not been right since." And of course, it wasn't my church, it was his relationship with the Lord. See, I don't take the place of God, nor does our church. We are a vehicle for our Lord and His use. And you find that if you remain faithful, that the sufficiency of our God is mighty and abundant to sustain you. Have the commitment to remain faithful. Faithful to God's house, faithful to prayer, faithful to the Word of God, faithful to serve Him. The good news is, you can repent and get right with God today. That will tee off the world. That will tee off the devil. But it will make all of heaven to rejoice. You see, our Lord not only understands our weakness, He sees also our greatest necessity. And that our greatest necessity is for His mercy and grace to help us in time of need. He is God. He is Lord. And He knows exactly what is essential in our lives and will provide His power and guidance if we will simply look to Him. One of the things that I like about the New Testament is that the apostles all were so far from flattering people with an expectation of worldly prosperity in religion. As a matter of fact, they told them plainly they must count upon trouble in the flesh. They did not want the converts who converted to Christ to become so worldly minded that they would be no heavenly good. But what they did want them to know, as Isaiah 59:19 says, "So shall they fear thy name," or the name of the Lord, "from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." The enemy coming in like a flood, you can't stop a flood yourself. But the Lord raises up a standard that protects you. The flood comes, but He protects you. We also see in Philippians 4:13, it says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." That word "do" has a threefold meaning. I can do, I can be, and I can endure. Whatever it is, but only through Christ which strengtheneth me. We also read in 1 John 4:5, "Ye are God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them." Have you noticed that many times that there are people that call themselves Christians, but when you get around them, their conversation is never of the things of God? They talk about sports. They talk about business, they talk about everything but God's things. And although they're in the church, they are of the world, therefore they speak of the world. That's why when you start preaching standards, you start preaching the holiness of God's Word, the standards of God's Word, you start preaching living righteously, you talk about repentance and faith, these people get upset. Why? Because they are of the world, so they speak of the world. You ever hear a preacher that reads one or two verses and then really doesn't teach much about the verses, just spends the time telling you stories, giving you cute little formulas, making you laugh, making you cry, but not really teaching the Word. They speak of things that make you feel good. They speak of things that make you feel emotional. They speak of the things of the world because that's what they know. The world always talks of the world. They try to bring it in the church. The righteous, on the other hand, will talk of the Word, will talk of God, and will talk of His holiness. That's why you'll see one defends holiness, while another defends the arm of flesh. Now, you have to decide whose side you're on. You have to decide what your goals are for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you must have the right position. Who is Jesus Christ? The world asks, what would Jesus do? But the Jesus they describe is a Jesus that's another Jesus, not the holy Jesus of the Bible. Because Jesus would never do anything that contradicted the Word of God. So we must have a right position on who Jesus is. He is the Anointed One, the Christ, who taketh away the sin of the world. We also must have a right passion. We must speak the truth in love. We don't water down the truth. We don't compromise the truth. We don't hold back the truth. We speak the truth, but do it in love. And have it a passion, because He has already promised that the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. Have a commitment. To not have a commitment is not to believe and trust the Word of God. Have the right power, and that power comes through the Holy Spirit of God as we obey the Word and seek the face of God. And have the right purpose. Listen, there is a literal burning lake of fire. People that you know and love who are without Christ are going to burn there forever and ever. They will not cease to exist. They'll never escape. They'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. That is a reality. And so you need to have the purpose of trying to bring them to Christ. Because there is a literal hell. And once you have established that purpose, the purpose of following Christ, doing God's will, God's way, then be willing to pay the price. And if you're willing to pay the price, you can ignore the opponent's pressures, the temporary failures that come to our life, the hurts, the woundings, the bruising. Because you know the great physician, and you know that it'll all work out when we get to heaven. And my friend, you may be without Christ today listening to our broadcast. You may not be sure that if you die today that heaven is your home. I can share three promises of God to you that have no chance of ever failing. First of all, if you will come to Him as your Savior, He will save you from sin and its power right now. Secondly, if you will come to Him as Savior, He will give you everlasting life right now. That is, so if you die today or 50 years from today, you will go to heaven and you'll be resurrected into a new glorified body. And the third promise, straight from the lips of Jesus Christ our Lord, is that if you will come to Him as Savior, He will in no wise cast you out. He says in John 6:37, Him that cometh to Me I will in no wise cast out. Romans 10, 13, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." My friend, that's the gospel. Jesus died for your sin. He died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Your penalty has been paid with blood and death. But He rose up from the dead to guarantee victory and eternal life to all who receive Him. All you must do is receive it to be saved. My friend, why not right now, right where you are by your radio, pray and ask the God to be your Savior. Give Him your life right now. Be willing for Him to take your sin away. Be willing to let go of your sin and let God have your life. Let Him take your sin away through His blood. Just admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Turn from your sin. That is, turn to Jesus Christ and let Him take your sin away. Be willing for Him to do so. And believing that He shed His blood on the cross, died for you and rose from the dead, through prayer, call upon Him to save your soul. Why not right now, right where you are, pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. And my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks. It's 10 chapters long. It covers topics such as separation, Bible doctrine, the coming of Christ, how to study your Bible, prayer, the local church. Many things in those 10 chapters are there for you with many Bible references. And I want to send it to you. Just write me and say, "Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast today." You may already be saved. I've had listeners write and ask me for the booklet that they might help others. And if you want to do that, then just say, "Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I would like to have the booklet to help others." And we'll send that to you absolutely free. We want to hear from you as well. This ministry depends on our listeners to write us, to encourage us through the mail, or even to write us and tell us about your Bible questions that we may answer them, or to even let us know where you might disagree. But we want to hear from you. We want to know that our broadcast is being heard in your area. So, my friend, please write us. Let us hear from you. We want to know God is using this broadcast. Well, see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light today. Please ask your friends to listen in as well, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.